Tennessee on a gloomy, hot morning.
Where are you?
Hey, I believe it's...
All right, Sheila, get up next to the microphone.
I believe your latitude. You better check the map here.
Changes in latitudes, yeah. Changes in attitude.
That's it. I wish we were all down there right now.
All right, now, Sheila, which winter are we in?
Well, you know, this could be this dogwood and redbud winter.
I was going to say, this is redbud winter.
But Mr. Hastings, who was the editor of the paper for so long, he made up all these winters like tumblebug winter. And he had this whole string of winters that he created to keep it going.
Well, good. Well, you know, there's nothing going on this weekend.
No.
It's going to be real dull around
terribly
here.
Terribly boring.
Yeah, it's just going to be awful.
Well, you know? We've stirred up tradition.
Well, I don't know about y'all. You could not navigate Columbia yesterday. There were more mules. I went on back roads to try to get around it. I went down Sunnyside Lane, for example, and ran into two mule-drawn wagons down there and a stack of cars behind them that I know were mad about it.
Well, this is the time that our agrarian past meets the modern day.
Okay, Jim, education chairman there, ran into or came upon?
Came upon.
Thank
I'm
you very
so
much.
Sorry. You know, came upon.
Well, I didn't really have a collision.
Wait, hey, now, Scott, if I could get it by our retired English teacher over here, I could get it by about anybody.
She's not quite with us.
Well,
with
let's
us.
See. What did I? Oh, I sat down and I watched an old movie this morning.
Uh-oh. You must have gotten up early.
I am tired of people shooting each other in Nashville, and I've just given up on the news. I want to see the weather forecast, and they can just keep shooting each other up there. I can't help.
Well, Delta will tell you, go down to Memphis, it never stops. In a heartbeat. Let me introduce the players. I'm Jim Ross. We got Delta Kennedy, owner-operator, on the board.
Good morning, Delta, Jim.
Thank you for being here, as always. Representative Scott Sapicki and the dynamic duo of Sheila Hickman and Sarah Elizabeth Hickman McLeod.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have a few guests. We got a couple of people roaming around in here. I got my grandson, Lee Holloway, looking at a little broadcasting. He's sitting in here. We got Jack Cobb, a familiar voice on this radio station.
Good morning, Jim.
Who's here? You're on 5 days a week?
No, just one day a week on the Big Yellow School Bus Podcast.
Gotcha. If y'all should recognize that voice. And you've got a guest, Brandon Clark.
I do, from Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Mr. Brandon Clark. And Brandon wanted to come in and tell everybody about something very important that's taking place at Maury County Public Schools that Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram sponsors for the 10th anniversary.
You know, now it's called a tradition.
It is. What is that, 10 years? It
10
is
years
tradition.
Yes. Tradition.
Yeah, you can't back out now.
That's right.
You're stuck.
I know. Yes, sir. We're in it for the long haul.
Well, tell everybody about it.
Yes, sir. So Strive to Drive is, as they were saying, this is our 10th year anniversary to do it. We're excited to bring opportunities for our seniors and the younger kids of our community an opportunity to win prizes and even a grand prize, which is a 2023 Jeep Compass.
All right.
So, we are excited to offer many different types of prizes, such as gift cards. We have some for Mid-10 Power Sports. We also have free food, going to be free food all day on April 12th. This Strive to Drive is actually 1 week from today on Friday, April 12th.
Okay. So. All right.
This is an amazing event. It, like you said, there's a lot of prizes, but there's a $40,000 car. For the 10th year, Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat is giving away to a high school senior a brand new car. This car is free of charge. It's not a lease. It's not a rental. It is handed to them with the keys and the title and most likely with insurance for a short period of time to get them rolling. If they have a driver's license, they can drive away with this car.
Well, let's talk about qualifications. How do you get in on this deal?
Brandon?
So there's many different ways to get entered into the drawings. We have FAFSA, AB Honor Roll, and attendance. So those are three ways right there that you can get entered into the...
I forgot one. Tennessee Promise.
Tennessee Promise.
Oh, yeah,
that
Tennessee
is
Promise.
Also... Yes. So if that's why we call it Strive to Drive. It gives these kids an opportunity each day when they show up to school, they're striving for something better, just like we're going to do in our futures. You know, they're going to be taking that next step in life, whether that's going into the workforce or going off to college, and we want to do something for them.
Okay. Well, let's explain those four different ways a little bit more.
All right. So perfect attendance, as defined by school board policy, could get you an entry for every marking period before the event into the Big Barrel. Good grades is B or A honor roll, or, you know, B A honor roll or better for each marking period before will also get you an entry into the Big Bucket. Filling out FAFSA and Tennessee Promise will get you an entry into the Big Bucket.
Tell everybody what FAFSA, yeah, Tennessee what Promise is.
Federal Aid. Oh, geez. Yeah, you would.
See?
Somebody in the room helping me with that.
Oh, that's funny.
It's the federal. It's how you get your funding
federal
when you go to college.
For
yes.
Yeah, the yes. If you're planning on heading to college or a secondary, any kind of community college or major college, you're going to need FAFSA to help you get the monies required to go to school. So that's one of the things. Tennessee promises something specific to people that want to attend school here locally, say Columbia State Community College. You can go to Tennessee, use Tennessee Promise. I think it's 2 years that you can go. Mm-hmm. Scott's over here nodding, keeping me on track here. Tennessee Promise will get you 2 years of free education at a secondary college, right?
And a TCAP.
So great programs we have here for education. And as Brandon said, you know, striving to do your best is the key to this. You know, this was started by somebody near and dear to a couple ladies on the radio here today, Mr. Eddie Hickman and Mr. Eddie Collier, who is recently kind of retired, and his son Eric Collier is now the general manager
yes.
of our local dealership here. They came up with the idea many, many years ago. What can we do to help students do better? You know, I think Eddie said it to me was, I was not a star student. I needed some drive to make me do something better. So Strive to Drive came with that. You know, Mr. Eddie Hickman and Mr. Eddie Collier sat down and they talked about it and said, I know what we can do. And they came up with the idea to give away a car.
So this is the 10th car.
This is the 10th car, 10th anniversary of the program. 10 years now, Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat has given away a car to a high school senior. It's quite amazing.
Brandon, have you been around all 10 years?
I wish I could say that. I have been around for 2 years now.
Okay.
But I have worked many different departments at the dealership. I've been within sales, detail.
When they give away that car, is there any excitement in that parking lot?
Oh, my gosh. So,
how many people show up usually?
Oh, man. So, that's a jack question on the actual number, but definitely excitement. And last year, we had it at Columbia Central at the football stadium.
Okay.
And we had a great crowd out there, and we're looking forward to maybe breaking that and getting a bigger crowd
this
year.
I think last year, out of an eligible 835 seniors, we had about 700-plus that showed up to the event.
Do you have to be present to win?
Yes. That's one of the stipulations that they do for the winning the car. You must be present to win. And, you know, previously they had done it like the day after school let out. But a lot of seniors were like, I'm sorry, I can't make it because me and my family are leaving to go on vacation before I go off to college or we're doing something. So they couldn't make it to the dealership. I talked to Eddie Collier and he said, yes, let's do it as a large event on a school day at Lindsey Nelson Football Stadium. And it was a fantastic event with everybody there. We had food trucks, free food. We had things for the kids to do. We had live music. This year we'll have a DJ music, Mr. Dan Janes. You might be familiar with him. He's going to help us out with music at the football stadium. It's just going to be a great event. And it's nice to have a mass gathering. So this year what we've also done is we've paired it with Field Day. If you think back, a lot of seniors had what they call Senior Field Day. I think they had that when I was young, and we're going to be having about 20 different field day activities on the football field on Friday, April 12th.
And all the seniors at the Maury County Public Schools are entered, if they meet the criteria, are entered into this. Okay.
Yes, and they're all invited. It's a school day event, so we're going to have buses bring them from the other schools to Lindsey Nelson Football Stadium. So I'm anticipating we'll have well over 700 plus chaperones again at the football field this year to do the field day events and to give away numerous gift cards. There's probably 30 gift cards, and our school resource officers give away a laptop every year, and they've stepped it up a little bit this year, and they bought some Bose Bluetooth speakers and some JBL Bluetooth speakers to give away also.
So really this nice is ones. Like in the end of Greece when they're at the carnival. This is similar, right?
Yeah. Very much so, yeah. You know, we're just truly blessed to have community sponsors for Maury County Public Schools like Columbia, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and so many others that really make a difference to help students strive to do their best.
Yeah, that's great. So how do they pull this off? I mean, is there a barrel out there and you're just reaching in there and pulling names out? Or
so we do have a big spin wheel. We actually went all in, got the big gold spin wheel. It's kind of like being on one of the game shows on TV.
It looks like a 20-gallon barrel. It really does.
But so we put names in as they come in throughout the year. Kids have made the criteria, and we start putting them in there, and we'll fold them over, and we'll draw through that. We sit there and spin it and spin it and spin it, and we'll get new names every time. But like you said, there's numerous prizes, and I went out and I got most of the gift cards for the dealership myself, and Visa cards, Power Sports Store gift cards, like you said, a laptop. We do have vendors that come out, so it's definitely an exciting event.
We do invite community partners to come and talk to people. A lot of the military show up, too. Surprisingly, a lot of high school seniors haven't made up their mind what they're going to do after they graduate high school. So there's opportunities for people to talk to the military, talk to our first responders will be there. A lot of people will be there to just talk to seniors. We haven't invited colleges per se yet. Mostly stuck with the community partners in our that really do a lot for Maury County Public Schools. Going to be a great event. I seen you have a 2-minute warning.
Well, we're fine.
All right, good. We were just talking about the event itself, and I think it's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and at 12:30-ish, around there, we'll actually be drawing for the car. Oh, what I was going to say is, in this bucket, the first thing they draw out of this big bucket, it's about a 20-gallon looking bucket. It's really large. They will draw the very first ticket out of it, and then they will tape that to the side of the bucket. And then they'll draw all the other prizes, the laptops, the gift cards, this, that, and the other. And then at the very end, when they're done giving away all the smaller prizes, the one that's been taped there is the winner of the car. So that is actually the first ticket to be drawn.
Oh, so the suspense builds.
Yes, oh, and then yes. It's the last ticket to be named.
I think you need to get a Columbia Central Band drum corps there for a drum roll.
I like that idea.
While you're spinning the thing, you know.
They probably whoop up on it. I never saw a drummer that didn't like a drum.
Yeah, they all do. And Delk is drumming his fingers because we got a few messages. He wants us to pay a few bills, and we'll be right back with Inside Middle Tennessee.
3, 2, 1. Parks Motor Sales in Columbia has a large assortment of quality, new, and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, a trusted sales staff, and financing plans that fit any budget. Visit Parks once, and you'll quickly discover why people all over Middle Tennessee have been buying vehicles there for more than 60 years. And factory-certified technicians can service and repair your vehicle as long as you own it. Go to ParksMotorSales.com or stop by the lot at 919 Nashville Highway and take a test drive today.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Have you been hauling your own garbage to the convenience center? Are you tired of doing it? Does your work schedule keep you from hauling it off regularly? Is your teenage son not taking it off like he promised when he got his driver's license? Do you have something better to do on Saturday? If any of these questions strike home to you, call the Garbage Man at 931-540-0919 and your problem will be solved.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Attention, Middle Tennessee. Ready to unlock the secret to faster, easier weight loss? Introducing the revolutionary weight loss injection that's changing lives. Now at the Dr. Gill Center. Shedding those extra pounds has never been simpler. It's quick, it's effective, and it's here to help you. Imagine stepping into a slimmer, healthier you. Our experienced team is here to guide you every step of the way, ensuring you achieve your weight loss goal. The Dr. Gill Center is looking for 10 people who have more than 15 pounds to lose in the next 30 days. Call 615-882-4838 today and start your journey to a new you.
For 40 years, the Jeweler's Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jeweler's Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Life gets busy, and sometimes slowing down to buy your family quality food can seem impossible. This is Terry Taylor with Taylor Family Farm, and we offer local home delivery in addition to our local drop locations to help with that problem. Now you can get your favorite pastured poultry, pork, and grass-fed beef delivered right to your door. Visit TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com to find out how. We believe in healthy food, healthy people, and healthy community at Taylor Family Farm.
The Mules are back in town. For nearly 50 years, Mule Day funds have supported local schools, civic organizations, and improvements at the Maury County Park. Now Mule Day is working to positively impact the lives of young people in Maury County with the Mule Day Works Scholarship. Encourage young people to apply online at muleday.com/works or check it out to see how you can help support career and technical education in Maury County. Support Mule Day Works by attending Mule Day April 4th through the 7th. Visit muleday.com/works. That's muleday.com/works.
And we're back with Inside Middle Tennessee. Sarah Elizabeth, I know you got a few things going on, but you want to run down the schedule for Mule Day?
Yes. So that's a pretty good idea. And then we'll do some little Mule Day history. So today is Mule Day Eve. Happy Mule Day Eve to all. It's also First Friday.
I've never heard it called that. That's pretty good.
There we go. It's Mule Day Eve.
We could put that on the calendar.
Yes. Yeah. First Friday's downtown. So it's from 5 to 8. And then Strolling on 6, too. So that's down there as well. At the Murray County Park, they have the Mule Day Craft Fair today. They're also going to have live music at the main stage from 10 to 7. At high noon today, they'll have the Driving Mule Show at the main arena. I need to back up an hour. At 11 in the morning, the Columbia Breakfast Rotary Mule Day Auctioneer Contest at the United Producers or the Livestock Producers Barn out on Industrial Park will start. Then high noon, the Driving Mule Show. At 4 o'clock, they will have the cart barrel races at the main arena. At 6 p.m., they'll have live music with Tony Malugin that was with us last week.
Oh, that's the
dancer. And line dancing at the 4-H Ridley Center out on Line Parkway. So a full day of festivities at Murray County Park. We'll run down tomorrow just so everybody knows. Tomorrow from 6:30 to 10, the Culioca Lions Club will have their pancake breakfast at the Memorial Building. Across the street, the James K. Polk Home will have Bloodies and Biscuits. I believe there's still tickets available. I don't know if any of my friends are up this early because they're going to have to be up early tomorrow getting ready with the biscuits to let me know if there were tickets available. The craft fair still goes on at the park, live music as well. The parade starts at 11. I think they close the roads at 9:30, 10 o'clock?
Yeah. Maybe No. Maybe about 45 minutes beforehand.
Okay, yeah. So if you're worried about getting to one part of town or another, you need to look at the City of Columbia's Police Department Facebook page, and they have the closing.
You can get around the parade route, though.
Yeah, you can get around. Yes, there's still places to get around.
Typically, the parade lasts an hour and a half, maybe.
Roughly.
It depends how cold it is.
It depends depends on the entries.
If it's very cold, it'll be a very fast parade.
Yes, because everybody wants to get out of it. And then also at 11, if you don't want to watch the Mule Day Parade, there's a mule pulling contest at the park. There's a draft mule show after the parade. And then at 2:30 at the park, they're going to have a Mule Day knife and memorabilia auction. And then
there'll be fights over those knives.
Yes. And then at six o'clock Saturday night, they're going to have the Urban Cowboys, the Mealtown Stompers, and line dancing at the 4-H Ridley Center. So a lot of things going on. Be kind, share the road, be friendly to the visitors.
And be patient.
Be patient.
Yes.
As I said before we went on air, this is the time that our agrarian past meets the modern day Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I thought I would give a little bit of Mule Day history. I was honored this week to speak to the leadership Middle Tennessee group that came to Murray County this week, to talk about Mule Day history. But it really goes back to the 1840s when it was Livestock Day. First Mondays in April. It was a big day. Everybody would come to town and bring their stock, sell horses, mules, donkeys. So incidentally, do y'all know what it takes to get a mule?
Yeah.
A lot of money.
A lot of money. It takes a jack, so a male donkey. And a mare, a horse.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you get, what do you?
A mare. Not a mayor.
No, a mayor.
A mayor.
A mayor.
Yeah, Chaz is going to be texting you.
M-A-R-E.
M-A-R-E.
Yes, my southern accent gets the better of me some days. And then what do you get when you mix a stud horse and a female donkey?
Sometimes you get a dead female donkey. I know exactly what you get.
A henny.
You get a henny.
A henny. So, but I thought that, you know, that was pretty cool. But the first time that
there was... Let me clarify my statement. Yes. You don't see that a lot because...
No, it's not
good for the animals.
It's not good for the animals because the male horse is so much bigger.
Oh, yeah.
And that female has a real hard time carrying that foal, and it can kill her.
Yeah.
That pesky thing called genetics.
Yes.
They kind of kick in.
It's very sad. So, but in 1868, that was the first time there was an ad in the newspaper to buy a carload of mules from here.
Now, this was after the war.
After
the war.
Anyway, in the 1920s, Columbia became known as the biggest mule market in the world. And so mules were downtown. They auctioned them off because the stockyards were near downtown. And then it said there were mules everywhere. Even one time, a carload of train carload of mules got loose over by the depot. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
But Mule Day started in the 1930s. 1934 was the first time they had it. It was called the New Deal Livestock Exposition and Parade.
I like Mule Day better.
I do too, because that's a lot.
That's way too hard to put
on the sign. They barred any automobiles in the parade. Can you imagine not having automobiles in the parade?
There was a lot of them to begin with.
But there was about 20,000 in attendance. And as I've researched this, as the years progress, it goes up.
Every year it gets bigger. Whether it gets bigger or not, it gets bigger.
But the governor, Hill McAllister, came. And then there were three motion picture companies that came to the first in 1934. And they did a newsreel. Mm-hmm. And you can YouTube it. You can see the newsreel. It was pretty cool.
And which I'm going to do. I'm glad to know that.
Yes.
But I forgot there's a YouTube video for everything.
Why did you point at me? Did you think I was there for the original?
Yes, I think so. Were you?
It's just gray hair.
It's okay.
I'll have you know that Scott is not in the mule category. He's in the draft horse category.
He's in the mammoth mule category.
His son Daniel is definitely in the draft horse category.
He eats like a Clydesdale.
Or Belgian.
But anyway, so it continued during the 30s. This was so in 1919 in the newspaper, because I like to research in newspapers. The first Monday in Columbia, this is a direct quote. "To those who have never witnessed a first Monday in Columbia, the street scenes were a revelation. It appeared that the skies had suddenly opened and all the mules in the state had been dropped into the city. The streets were living, seething masses of mules from dusk until dawn. But when the darkness came, they disappeared as suddenly as they came."
Interesting.
One of the big problems they had around here was people skipping school.
Because it was on Mondays.
The first Monday.
Yeah.
They were from Franklin and from Alabama, from the closest parts of Alabama, and they had big trouble with people skipping school coming to first Monday.
Back when they had a truant officer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, then you'd have to say your grandmother died every year, so you'd have an excuse to absence. Is that the same grandmother that died last year?
Yeah.
We brought her back.
Yeah, so I got two. Got one on either side.
Did y'all know that Will Rogers actually was invited to Mule Day?
I'm not surprised.
He was, and he declined due to previous engagements, but he wrote in his syndicated column about Mule Day. So,
did we have Pat Summitt 1 year?
Phil Fulmer. I've tried to go back and find all the dignitaries, like the Mule Day Queens and the who was the Grand Marshal.
We should have Nick Saban thanking him for retiring because now UT has a fighting chance.
Well, this year's Grand Marshal is Clay Walker, and he's a country music star from the 90s. That's pretty cool that he is coming. It continued on till it stopped in 1942. Due to World War II, and then it started back in 1947 and it continued until 1950.
And I think I remember that.
Well,
you should.
I was about
easy
four. I think.
Yeah.
I can remember my daddy carrying me, and I remember the mules had these plumes on there. course, I was familiar with mules from the farm, and they had these plumes on the harness, mm-hmm. and I remember just being fascinated by that and the majorettes and those boots, those white leather boots. Oh, yeah. They just look so impressive.
And they would have so many bands in this parade.
Now, you said they stopped it for a while at 1950, right?
It just faded
it stopped.
Away. Do we know why?
I haven't ever figured that out.
Something I read said the tractors were taking over. There weren't as many mules available.
Yes, as they were. But in 1974, the Bridle and Saddle Club was looking for a fundraiser. So they decided to start Mule Day back up again, and it has been going ever since. There's always been dances, square dances. There's always been horse shows. There's been mule shows. There's been Mule Day queens. It's a lot of them. A lot of the governors would attend, especially if it's an election year.
Oh,
you can throw a rock and hit a politician. Sorry, yeah. Scott.
Yeah, they used to have this big thing at the Athenaeum, and you couldn't walk for the politicians up there.
Yeah.
Babies and shaking hands. We got some pictures of some of those people who were so prominent then, and now I bet nobody even knows where they are.
Well, you know, I can remember the Budweiser Clydesdales being here, and that was impressive. And then about a year or two later, because Coors couldn't be outdone, they had the Coors Belgians
here. Well, I was teaching at Central then, and I tell this all the time. If you've heard it, you just hear it again. I took my students over to the park. I was known for doing strange things like that. I said, you'll never have another chance to see the Clydesdale, so I just took them over there. Well, just as soon as I got back in that building, an announcement came over the thing, and it said, whatever you do, don't take your students to the park. I said, too late, too late.
But they loved you for it, too. They had a big time.
Oh, we did.
It really is an impressive animal. I mean, you really do need to see one up close and personal.
We were at Busch Gardens one time when a colt had been born.
And they're huge.
They are huge.
Like 50 or 60 pounds even then?
Probably more.
A lot more.
Really, Scott?
Yeah, they're just...
So I'm from St. Louis, and when I was growing up, we used to go to Grant's Farm.
Oh, yes.
Which is where the Clydesdales were bred and born and all that kind of stuff over there in St. Louis. And they had a retired team leader named Big Red. And Big Red was a fan favorite. They would walk him out in the barn, and there were four hoof prints that they had painted on the barn floor. And the trainers would walk Big Red out there, and he was massive, right? And a little kid, right? Even bigger.
Oh, yeah.
And they would give some command to Big Red, and he would put his 4 feet in those spots and not move. And those kids would come in there, and you could hang on him and pull on him and walk underneath of him. And he just, he'd nudge them with their nose, but he would not move his feet. And he would come, and it was the great, I still remember to this day, of going up and hugging on his massive leg as a little kid and getting a picture taken with Big Red.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott, tell everybody about how high they are at the shoulder and how much they probably weigh.
Well, I'm 6'4", and their shoulder's taller than me.
Yeah.
You don't get on them like a normal horse.
No, you have to have a mounting block.
Right. What do you think they weigh?
2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
A ton,
in other words. They're massive. When you see the Clydesdales, those are the best of the best of the best. Those are the most perfect example of a Clydesdale that can be there.
Uh-huh.
And they're just massive. Well, their hooves are.
And they're most of them are gentle.
And they're
giants.
Very gentle.
Yeah.
I mean, they breed them for... Docility?
Yeah. Yes. There you go. Yay!
Ring that bell.
All right, folks.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, we got to pay a few bills. We'll be right back with Inside Middle Tennessee.
Hey, this is George Plaster, and for the very best in sports, keep your dial on 101.7 FM WKOM.
Hey, this is Lewis Maddox, and you're listening to the best radio in Middle Tennessee, 101.7 FM, WKOM, Columbia.
Hello, everyone. It's Columbia Mayor Chaz Mulder here, inviting you to join us in celebrating one of Columbia's greatest traditions, Mule Day weekend on April 4th through the 7th. This long-standing event unites our community like no other, with mule shows, craft fairs, and, of course, the Mule Day Parade on April 6th, starting at 11 a.m. Come one, come all to Mule Day in Columbia, Tennessee, and let's make this year's celebration the best one yet. For event details, visit muleday.org. I'll see you at the parade.
Are you looking to turn your car into cold hard cash today? Don't look any further than Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. You probably know us for selling cars, but did you know we're in the business of buying cars? That's right. We buy all makes and models at top dollar every day. Show up with your car and leave with cash. It's that easy. Stop by today to get a written offer on your vehicle. Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia is family owned and proud to serve our community.
You can count on us.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship. Beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia. Owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist. Assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Hi, this is Maury County Mayor Sheila Butt, and I want to welcome you to one of the most fun and exciting weeks in Columbia in Maury County, known as the Mule Capital of the World. This year's Mule Day events have evolved from Breeders' Day, which was a one-day livestock show and mule marketing event in the 1840s. It has now become an almost week-long celebration that begins with a wagon train and includes craft shows, old-fashioned log pulling, bluegrass music, a nationally recognized state auctioneer contest, a liar's contest, and a Mule Day parade on Saturday at 11. All of this and more is presided over by a lovely Mule Day queen and her court. In Maury County, we value our community traditions and faith, family, and freedom. We also have a strong team of people here pulling together. We're Team Maury, and we're glad you're here. Make yourself at home and enjoy the festivities with all of us.
Hey Tennessee, did you know that in the year 2022, more than 3,800 of your residents have lost their lives due to opioid overdose? Do your part to help lower these numbers by counting your medicine, locking it away, and disposing of it at a local medicine drop box location. You could also stop by your local health department and pick up a free medicine log box. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Hey y'all, this is Sergeant Brian Goetz with the Columbia Police Department. As a friendly reminder, the annual Mule Day Parade is Saturday, April 6th. Road closures will take effect from 7 a.m. to noon. Motorists traveling in Columbia that morning should expect delays around Garden and Carmack, West 7th, and Maury County Park. Follow our Facebook page at Columbia PDTN for the most up-to-date information.
We're back with Inside Middle Tennessee.
And it's America.
America.
It's interesting, the off-the-air conversation.
Never to be repeated, ever.
It's a good thing that fella's not got his camera running now.
Lord.
Scott, any sports? We got any basketball going on this weekend?
Yes. Purdue will be taking on North Carolina State in the Final Four. Very interesting matchup there. You're going to see a matchup of two really big guys. And we're going to see who's going to win that battle. I think whoever scores the most points in the paint is going to win. Is going to win that game.
I'll put my money on Zach Edey. He's got 6 or 8 inches on the.
But that guy's
DJ
round.
Burns.
But DJ's round, and he takes up a lot of space.
Yeah,
and he's going to be able to push Zach Edey physically. Because it'll be an interesting matchup. It'll be an old time basketball game, you know, trying to get the ball inside and then trying to get either one of them in foul trouble as quick as you can. And then the other matchup is UConn and help me out, UConn
and Bama
Alabama. Yeah, that minor league team from Alabama.
Yeah,
UConn. Obviously, UConn probably the best team that's left.
Beat everybody by double digits.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough task for Alabama to hang in there. But you never know. I mean, if somebody has a bad game or if somebody gets in foul trouble, it can change the game. My gut feeling is it's going to be Purdue and UConn for the national title.
Which is what they thought. Well, right. What you got with Bama, though, if they can get hot from the three-point line like they did before, and they can do it, and if they can run because UConn wants to slow it down, and if they can get them in a running game and get some of those guys tired out, those big guys.
Only way you can get into a running game is if UConn misses. And UConn normally doesn't miss very much, which means it's tough to run the fast break when there's a made basket because everybody gets back in time. The one that everybody's really wanting to see is the women's matchup. The UConn women versus Iowa and Caitlin
Clark.
I mean, she just probably a once and UConn has Beckler is her name. I think that's the other girl who's an All-American. In the girls' game, UConn versus Iowa, you will see probably two of the best women basketball players to ever play the women's game competing against each other. And they both could score 40. So that's going to be probably the game that most people are upset with is because, for some reason, they put the start time at 9 o'clock Eastern.
Scott, I'll tell you something that's really, really interesting. You know what the average ticket price is for the men's Final Four?
No.
$1,001. You know what the average ticket price is for the women's Final Four?
No.
$2,300.
Good gracious.
Shoot.
We're talking about UConn and Iowa, right?
Yeah.
But South Carolina's the best team in the country. And they're on the other side, and nobody's talking about them. It's like, well, South Carolina's going to win it, but we just want to see these two great female basketball players go at it head-to-head.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be very interesting. Nice, you know, and then the men's will finish up on Monday. I think the women finish up on Sunday.
Yeah.
Men
play tomorrow night. The women play tonight.
Yes. But that's the one everybody's watching is that Iowa-UConn female game. It's going to be a fantastic basketball game. And I think it outdrew the men's. 12.5 million people watched that Iowa game with Caitlin Clark and LSU. So,
and tonight will be more.
Tonight will be more. So,
you know.
Right in front of me. We do have some All-State, All-Mid-State teams.
We've got All-Mid-State and All-State.
Girls basketball, congratulations to, and these are all local people. We just signaled out. Olivia Vincent from Coffee County, and on the second team, Abby Ryan from Lincoln, and Savia Morgan from Columbia.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
Savia, I think.
Savia. Yeah.
And she's going to, I think she's going to Tennessee on a softball scholarship.
She is.
Oh,
she
good.
Is.
Yeah. And then
she's a good athlete.
High school girls basketball All-State teams was Abby Byron from Lincoln County, Chana Gannon from Coffee County in 4A. 2A was Allie Weathers from Loretto, Carly Campbell from Summertown, and Emily Cozart from Loretto. And then in 1A, Blair Bogus from Wayne County, L. Graham in Moore County, and Eliza McLaren from Eagleville.
nearby.
And then on the boys, all mid-state teams. On the first team, Jeremy Jackson from Columbia Academy, Aiden Slaughter from Santa Fe, Grayson Burleson from Summertown. And then on the second team, we had nobody. And third team, we had nobody. So we had three people from Maury County on the first team, all mid-state.
Are they juniors or seniors?
Jeremy's a junior. Aiden's a junior. And Grayson is a junior. They're all juniors.
Wow.
So they're all back next year. All back
Good
next year.
Good for them.
And then, and then the rankings are out for baseball. So we are playing baseball right now, too. In the small class, Nolensville is number four. In the large class. And then in the small class rankings, you got Columbia Academy at 5, Loretto at 6, and Eagleville at 7. And then on the ladies' side for softball,
Lower Middle Tennessee dominates.
Nolensville at number 2 for large, Summit at 10 for large. And then in the small class, Gordonsville at 1, Eagleville at 2, Forest at 3, Columbia Academy at 9, and Summertown at 10. So if you want to see some good softball, which I watched last night at Columbia Academy with the ladies out there, 10-run ruled Grace Christian, there's a lot of good girls softball going on here in Middle Tennessee. It's probably the hotbed of girls sports right now with basketball and softball. So.
Well, if you notice right there, in the mid-state, out of the top 10, 5 are located within about a 20-mile radius of
Within the broadcasting airwaves of this colossal radio station by Kennedy, by Delk Kennedy here.
Kennedy Gaming
Kennedy Broadcasting.
Ellie the Greek sends her.
Hey, how'd the court date go, Delk? When's
Come
your court date?
Come and gone.
So you won, huh? All those years of litigating paid off for you, huh?
I guess so.
Called in some favors from the government?
Not sure about that, but...
So spring football is now going on all across the all across our college campuses. UT with Nico
Lamaleva, something like that.
Boy, I hate to be an announcer on that one, man. That's going to be tough. UT, Memphis. Now, here's what's very interesting, folks. The projected college football playoff rankings. Remember, the top 12 make the college football playoff this year. Guess who they have at number 12? Anybody?
Ole Miss.
Memphis.
Uh-huh.
Memphis winning the American Conference 11-2, only losing to Florida State and possibly Troy. Their first round matchup would be on the road at, potentially, Notre Dame.
Oh, wow.
So the young Gabriel Sapicki might in his first year be on a team that makes the college football playoff and get to travel to South Bend December.
Well,
in December, to
that
play
is
football
not
games.
A good time to go to
no,
South
but
Bend.
That is but
that's exciting.
State.
But yeah, yes. Memphis is looking to be, and Tennessee just missed the cut at 16. So they're calling for Tennessee and Memphis to be two of the best football teams in the country this year, which is exciting for Tennessee.
Gabriel's eyes will be bigger than pie plates
I'm
when he goes up in Notre Dame.
And if you're a football player, right, you always want to run out on the field at Notre Dame one time.
It's so
because we're all the history of college
yes.
football,
oh, yes.
right? Newt Rockne, the Four Horsemen,
oh, yeah.
Rudy, the whole thing, right? I'm getting goosebumps because I was able to walk out on the field when we were playing baseball against Notre Dame. I snuck around to an open gate and walked out on the field and pulled some blades of grass out to say I was there. But
I installed the Sports Hall of Fame there at the Joyce Center.
Yeah.
I was a project manager on that.
But it's going to be an exciting year for football. And then we get into high school. Columbia Central's on an uptick. Mount Pleasant's playing well. Columbia Academy's on an uptick. If we get Spring Hill turned around, we could have four teams. I mean, Columbia Central probably looks to go deep into the playoffs next year. Columbia Academy has most of their team back from a semifinal appearance. And then Mount Pleasant made an appearance in the playoffs, too. So you could possibly see things roll right for Maury County in the fall. You could possibly see a state championship or two coming back here to Maury County.
Well, Scott, I'll sit here and tell you, Lee Holloway sitting right here is undefeated as
That's
a starting
right.
quarterback.
There you go.
Whitthorne is going to help Central.
For Coach James Dickinson's Whitthorne Middle School Tigers.
And that helps. You know,
that was a great year.
You know, and E.A. Cox always has good athletes feeding into Central, too. So it's looking like football in Maury County could be headed in a direction that we might be watching football deep into November.
Well, it's been a long time coming. because we've had some real dry spells.
We have.
Real dry spells.
And my gut
spells.
Feeling is this is probably the last year that Columbia Academy says stays Division 2 1A because of their population over there, which means when they go to 2A, it's going to be things are going to have to change at Columbia Academy or else they won't be able to compete.
No.
Yeah. Because when you get into that 2A, you've got schools giving scholarships, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Anything going on with the state at
Absolutely
all?
Absolutely nothing.
I didn't think so.
He's not busy at all.
We think we're end of April is probably where we're headed for sine die of the 113th General Assembly. We are close.
Until we meet again.
Criminal justice and civil justice are the ones that are still open. They should close next week and finish out all their legislation. And then finance will start to work on the budget to try to put that together. There's two massive bills that are pending still. One is the franchise and excise tax bill. That bill is being very hotly debated behind the scenes in the General Assembly. Myself and others have some problems with that bill of giving away $700 million to corporations who haven't even sued us yet. So there's that bill is iffy at most right now to pass. And then obviously the Education Freedom Act, that one is in negotiations right now. My gut feeling is there will be some type of deal cut with the Senate. The goal that I have on the House side is to protect the House bill as much as we can that has parameters in place and guardrails in place for school choice to protect expansion and abuse. And then, as we've talked about, the things for our public school system to streamline them and make them more effective for our students. How about this? Less testing in school and more teaching time.
Hear, hear.
We have a student right next to you. Why don't you ask him?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Go ahead.
Here you go.
I really think we should have more teaching than testing.
There you go, everybody. So vote for the bill.
That's right.
That was a scientific study of a survey of one.
Let those teachers teach.
But that's Ellie Grace would say the same.
That's the argument we're trying to make right now, and I totally understand it. That a lot of these things that we're trying to undo were what senators, when they were in the House, did back in 2010. Their key piece of legislation. And they did a great job. They stabilized a system that was floundering. But now we have to take the shackles off of education in the public schools and go back to what we know what works, and that's teachers standing in front of their students, teaching them the standards that we need them to learn so that they can be productive citizens in life. It's that simple, isn't it?
It is.
It's just
it
that simple.
It worked for a long time.
Yep. And think of before we went to this complex nature of education, look at the generations before us of what they've done for our country, what they've designed, what they've built, what they've engineered, right? Unfortunately, some of it, like the cell phone, is not a really great idea.
No, they can have it
But it has purpose. So we'll see. But I think about 3 weeks we'll have this wrapped up. And then there's this thing called a campaign that'll be starting. So
when's the primary?
August 4th, I think. 4th or 5th, I think it is.
Okay.
4th or 5th. And there are two candidates in the first state representative. There are two candidates in the Republican primary, and there are two candidates in the Democrat primary.
Okay. Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yes. So people will have a choice.
All right.
There you go.
All right, folks. First Fridays. You want to roll through that a little bit more? Who all we had coming up? I know there's a lot going on with Mule Day, but there's also First Fridays downtown will
First
be a big
Fridays
deal, too.
Downtown is the stores. Ellie Grace and I went at lunchtime yesterday, and the stores are packed.
There are so many people in this town. Can you imagine how wiped out it's going to be? Do they close off the streets downtown?
Not for First Fridays.
There is a proposal to shut the streets off, and as like someone running for office, not allowing us to set up a booth downtown. So
I was going to say that.
And talk about renting out the parking spaces.
Yeah, for this one, they do. For this one, they do. All right, folks, we got to go. Have a good Mule Day. Yeah. We'll see you next week. We'll be back with Inside Middle Tennessee.
Good.
Keep smiling.